This week, NPR's Scott Simon has a conversation with a man who lost two family members on September 11th, but finds that his family has grown stronger.
In most ways, it's a glorious autumn for John Bube. His twin daughters, Lauren and Lindsay, have graduated from college and started work. His son Nick has just begun college. He and his children are close. John Bube runs Rhino Records and video production for Warner Music. He has the sort of life in which, if someone passes him a note that says, Eric Clapton is on the phone, Eric Clapton is really on the phone. John Bube lives in the sunlight and spotlight of the music business in Southern California. 5 years ago, Mr. Bube's wife, Carolyn, and her mother, Mary Alice Wallstrom, had flown out to Boston from Los Angeles to help Lauren and Lindsay get settled into their first year of college in Rhode Island. They were returning home when Mr. Bube awoke a little earlier than usual, just before dawn on Tuesday, September 11th.
On that particular day, for no reason that I can explain, I woke up about the time the second plane had hit the towers and turned the television on. It's one of those things you can't really explain how you experience, but, you know, within the first 5 minutes, I knew that she was on the plane.
On the morning of their first day of being on their own, Lauren and Lindsay's mother and grandmother died on the first plane to strike the first tower of the World Trade Center, American Airlines Flight 11, from Boston to Los Angeles. And Mr. Bube couldn't hold his daughters. They couldn't comfort him or their brother. Their family was divided by a continent while air travel was shut down. Family friends in Connecticut got into their car within 10 minutes and drove to be with Lauren and Lindsay, who couldn't fly back to California until the following weekend.
It's very difficult to talk about a loss like that. It almost goes unspoken. Since then, the girls and Nick and I have gone down to Ground Zero, because that's Carolyn's resting place. The feelings go unspoken. You know, it's very sort of moving just being down there. There were very few remains, shall we say, of the first plane in. We actually went, Nick and I went down there last night. It's not something that, you know, we haven't been down there in a couple of years, and we thought it was quite wonderful that they had listed all the names of the firemen. We both looked, and it would be nice to see Mom's name up there, but we know that's coming.
What's it like to suffer this profound personal loss and have it be part of the largest, most public news event in 60 years?
You know, I just found that it was much safer for me to withdraw and deal with the loss from within. There were also people that I found that were having a difficult time being around us or talking to us just because of the fact that they didn't know how to cope. They didn't know how to deal with it within themselves, I guess is the...
Yeah.
5 years later, kids have continued on admirably, which is really what she would have liked, and we'll always remember her and miss her, but as I say, still continue on with our lives.
Carolyn Bube was a tall blonde beauty who'd won the MTV Music Video Award for producing Van Halen's Right Now in 1992, but she left the music business to be with her family. So many of the condolence messages that you can read from Lauren, Lindsay, and Nick's classmates say she was the coolest mom. She was 48 when she died and was working on a book, The Story of Noah's Ark, as told by Noah's wife.
To go from an environment with three dogs and three kids and a wife to three dogs and Nick and I. The girls were away at school and Carolyn was gone. It was a dramatic change, but you slide into it, and it somehow, at the end of the day, you get through it, not lying on the floor bleeding.
Are there moments when you think about or even dream about somehow being able to reach out your hand and stop the clock, go back to September 10th, 2001? When you were all together as a family?
No, I don't mean to answer that so quickly or glibly, but it's something that, because of Carolyn being on flight American Flight 11. I'd have visits from the FBI and the Justice Department, and I'd get briefings on the Massawi case. And who would have thunk that bright, sunny September 11th morning, you know, one of those classic mornings of New York that you get, you know, when the fall is starting to creep in, that something like that would happen. The reason that I also did that reading and the research was to hopefully understand or have a sense of what, you know, the people on that plane experience.
For 5 years, John Bugh has declined to be interviewed on September 11th anniversaries. He's declined invitations to join groups and sign petitions. He's chosen to speak now because his children are older, their family is stronger, and they believe that Carolyn Bugh's energy and spirit still animate their lives. John Bugh leaves it to others to speculate and pontificate about national security issues. He says that what he's learned most powerfully since September 11th, 2001, is fill your life with people that you love and trust.
In a time of need, you do find that people rise to the occasion and are there, and sort of reinforces my faith in humanity, even though, you know, at a time when whomever perpetrated this disaster on the rest of humanity. It's difficult to put into words. It makes me stronger somehow. I think she's would be happy that we haven't gone running down the street screaming, but rather we've acknowledged the loss and continued on.
Music producer John Bugh, whose wife, Carolyn, and her mother, Mary Alice Wahlstrom, died when American Airlines Flight 11 struck the first tower of the World Trade Center 5 years ago. I'm Scott Simon. ¶¶